This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
Rainy day. That's really all it divides us. It should be the last thing we do, not the first thing we look at.
So House leaders made a strategic decision to first hear the budget-cutting bill that uses none of the rainy day fund. Baton Rouge Republican Rick Edmonds is one of the authors.
In days ahead, we believe we're going to need those rainy day funds, may need them all. This is doable and allows us to hold on to these savings until we get to even a more difficult time after we walk into the regular session in April.
But Democrat and Speaker Pro Tem Walt Leger reminded him that shouldn't be the issue.
You're aware that our job is to get from here till June 30th.
Edmonds and his co-author Prairieville Republican Tony Bacala explained their bill cuts 5% or less from every state agency. One of those proposed cuts got Baton Rouge Democrat Pat Smith all fired up.
We've taken the most conservative number.
You have to look at the impact. And in education, if you take $1 million from testing right now, when the tests are getting ready to begin, why would you do that?
We're under the assumption of those numbers that there are... That there are still enough funds available for them to perform the remainder of the year.
The bill claims to save $60 million by eliminating 1,750 state worker positions that are allegedly unfilled. That issue got New Orleans Democrat John Bagnaris fuming.
Stop talking about the numbers, because we know every figure has a person behind it. Oh, you're up there saying, I assume. You know what happens when you assume.
More than 20 amendments to the bill were proposed, which displeased Bacala.
Let's quit looking for the perfect bill. It doesn't exist.
Yet after their late lunch break, the House shelved the no rainy day bill and moved on to Appropriations Chairman Cameron Henry's version, which uses $74 million rainy day dollars. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.